Welcome to Calling All Brides Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Cirillo, with over 20 years experience in the wedding industry, from an owner of a wedding event rental company to a DJ and to a wedding videographer.
And I'm your host, DJ Michael Joy. I have, check this out, 30 years of being a DJ. Trust me, there's nothing I haven't seen or heard at a wedding.
All right, guys, well, welcome back into the Calling All Brides Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Cirillo. Hope you're doing well. I know it's been a little bit since we have had a new episode on the podcast, and the reason being is it was spring break, and we're taking a little bit of time away from the podcast just to relax and hang out with family. Guys, as I talk about here on the podcast, it's always important to get away, and even when you're doing your wedding planning, sometimes you just need a break. And for me, you know, it was time to spend quality time with the family and take a little break from the podcast to do that. So I am back, and we'll be back to our weekly episodes here on the podcast as we get right into the thick of wedding season right now here in April in a beautiful, it's a little windy today in Columbia, South Carolina, but that is where I am located. And yes, we are back to talking all things wedding planning. That's right. And today on the podcast, we are going to talk about the wedding weekend. And is the wedding weekend the new normal? So you may be asking, what is the wedding weekend? Because you may not have even heard of that before. Well, a wedding weekend is actually, instead of just, you know, the wedding day being one single day, a wedding weekend is exactly what it sounds like. It's an entire weekend full of wedding-related activities. I'm talking about from welcome parties to the rehearsal dinner to the wedding itself to the reception and then an after party and then, to cap it all off, a post-wedding brunch the following day. Yes, I'm talking about multiple day events. So the question is, really, you know, is that here to stay? So let's talk a little bit about the wedding weekend itself and, you know, why it has become popular. Is it going to be the new trend in this kind of, I will say, financially strapped inflation economy that we're in, right? So let's dive right into it, okay? All right, so if you have attended a wedding recently, you may have received an invitation card for those different gatherings that I just talked about. Now, we're talking about a wedding welcome party, so that's kind of exactly what it sounds like. It's like just a good, fun party, high energy, you know, just to welcome everybody. You might not have seen some of your friends, your loved ones, your family, in quite a long time, and it's just a time to, you know, crank up the music, do a little dancing, have a couple drinks, and, just catch up. So that's kind of the welcome party. Then you have the rehearsal dinner. We all know what a rehearsal dinner is, but it's, you know, inviting more of your guests to the rehearsal dinner itself, so they kind of see the preview of what's to come the next day. Then, of course, you got your big day, right? And then finally is that farewell brunch, right? So it's kind of a time to reflect, on how the wedding was and just enjoying and reminiscing about some of those memories that you just created the day before. And then it's, you know, unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. So it's, you know, that farewell part, you know, it's just, making sure that you, arrange to stay in touch in the near future and say your goodbyes and your hugs and your kisses and all that kind of good stuff. And, thanks for coming and having a great time. So those are the kind of things that I'm talking about. So you may have received an invitation, you know, for one of those events if you've gone to a wedding recently. But not all weddings are doing this. And guys, I'm telling you, obviously, if you're going to add all those components, it's going to get a little pricey. And you may have to split things with different families to pay for all that kind of good stuff. But that's kind of what the wedding weekend that you might hear, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, you got to decide, is that something that you want to think about? Like I said, there's going to be a lot of costs for that, right? You know, there's going to be, now, you know, you may have to look at having another venue or something for that welcome party, or, you know, you could have it at your house or something like that if it's not going to be real big, so you could cut down on the cost. But, you know, you're probably going to have food, you're probably going to have music, you're probably going to have alcohol, all those kind of things. So those are going to be extra costs now that you've got to build into your budget. the rehearsal dinner, you know, typically that's reserved for just, you know, the wedding party, close family, things like that. If you're going to expand that, you know, you need to double check with your venue, make sure they're going to be able to accommodate that. Or if you're going to take it, you know, elsewhere to a restaurant or something like that, you're going to need to make sure that they can accommodate the size group that you have. But again, it's probably going to cost you some more money because there's probably going to be some food involved in it, maybe some drinks, things like that, that are going to increase that cost. And then, of course, after the wedding day, when we talk about the farewell brunch, again, you know, could be at a house, it could be at a restaurant, could be at a venue, just depends. But again, you know, extra cost, food, drinks, things of that nature, you know, that are going to cost you extra. So you're really just going to have to weigh all those things and see if you have that extra in the budget. You know, of course, you could talk to, you know, your different sides of the family and see if they can help pick it up, things like that, if that's, you know, an option for you as well. But, you know, look, guys, we all know that it is a cash-strapped kind of an economy out there right now with inflation. Things continue to go up. I noticed the other day that gas is back on the rise. I know we're getting ready for summer and the summer travel season, which we typically do see the gas prices go up, but they're going up pretty steep. You know, food costs continuing to rise. Every time you go to the grocery store, you go out to dinner. I mean, going out to dinner these days is almost starting to become a luxury. You know, heck, even fast food is, you know, crazy expensive. I mean, look at Chick-fil-A or Five Guys Burgers, all that. I mean, McDonald's, you know, heck, if you live in California and they're paying the minimum wage now of, what is it, 20 or some odd dollars for minimum wage, whatever it is, you know, it's going to increase all those costs for food and all that kind of stuff. And again, you know, food costs are going to increase for your caterer and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, gas prices, if they continue to increase, that's going to increase cost for your vendors because they're traveling to and from the venue. You know, so just a lot of things, unfortunately, with inflation and the way that's going, you know, that will continue to make the cost of a wedding rise. So it may not, you know, be in your budget to have this kind of, wedding weekend, right? So, you know, I have a lot of people ask, you know, why do wedding weekends become popular? It's just because, you know, it's not an entirely new concept. But, you know, it's something, you know, that we haven't particularly seen, you know, really in the last several, you know, decades. You know, it's just yeah, I think you see more couples kind of, you know, especially with COVID, there was a, you know, a large time frame there when people didn't really interact and see people and they hadn't seen people in years. And so, you know, kind of embracing a full weekend, you know, instead of just a one single day event has become more important to, you know, kind of catch up and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, I mean, let's face it, the wedding day flies by and it's really hard to spend quality time with all of your guests at the wedding on your wedding day. So when you add in those welcome parties and farewell brunches and things like that, that gives you additional time to spend with your family and friends and loved ones that you know, hadn't seen in a long time, and you know, gives you that extra time, you know, maybe that you've been you know, haven't had a chance to catch up in many years, maybe because of COVID or whatever that was going on. So that is definitely, you know, kind of why I think we're starting to see that trend pick up. It's just because people want to see people again, right? They haven't seen them in a long time. So, all right, well, that leads to our kind of our final question, and that is, are wedding weekends a lasting trend? And, you know, I definitely think, you know, obviously it's become more popular over the recent years, and couples seem to be embracing it, but, you know, I'm not quite sure it's going to become the new standard. And number one reason I say that is really going to be the financial impact. You know, weddings are expensive in themselves. You know, as we talked about before, I think the latest stats show the, you know, in the United States, a wedding cost upwards of, you know, $30,000, give or take, here or there, depending what geographical area you're in. And when you start adding these, you know, additional functions to a weekend, things like that, that cost is really going to rise. And, you know, in our current landscape with our economy and things like that, I just don't think that we're going to see this become a lasting trend unless we start to see those prices come down, right? You know, you know, inflation gets under control and prices start to come down, things like that, then yeah, I could definitely see wedding weekends becoming, you know, more of a staple than kind of what they are now. But, you know, it's just really hard to, you know, see what that future is going to hold for that. But I just don't really think it's going to be a lasting trend. I really don't. So, but, you know, another thing to consider is, you know, how do your guests feel about a wedding weekend? Because, you know, I talked a lot about costs that you're going to incur, right? Extra food and alcohol and venue and, you know, those kind of things. But from the guest perspective, you know, if they were just planning to, you know, travel in for, you know, one night or something like that, or maybe they were just traveling in for the day and weren't planning to spend the night, you know, now you're going to ask them to spend more money to travel, right? Because now they may have to get a hotel room for a couple of days, things like that. They might have to get, you know, additional attire depending on what your attire requirements are for the weekend. They may have to find a babysitter, a dog sitter, you know, all those kind of things. So, you know, just again, something to keep in mind with, you know, guests are feeling that pinch, in their wallet just as much as you are for your wedding. They're feeling it in other ways as well. So, you know, you might want to keep that in consideration on how your, guests, might feel about, you know, all these extra celebrations that you're requesting them to be a part of. All right, guys. Well, that is what I've got for you today on the Calling All Brides podcast. Let me know. What do you think? What do you think about the wedding weekend? Is it the new norm? Is it, you know, a trend that you think's going to, you know, that we're going to see, you know, moving forward? Or do you think it's just, you know, certain brides or, you know, that might be able to afford this or really want this or doing it and it's not really a trend? You know, let me know. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what you're thinking. Also, let me know what you want to hear about. We love interacting with all of our listeners to find out, you know, how can we help you with your wedding planning? What are you struggling with? What, as wedding experts that we are, what can we provide you to help you to make this a smoother process and to really help you get, you know, the most bang for your buck and you know, help calm you down for your wedding planning and leading up to the wedding day? What can we do to help you? We have, you know, many, many years of experience here, and we're here to provide that experience, you know, to help you. So let us know. You can connect with us at callingallbridespodcast@gmail.com. Of course, you can hit us up on all of our social media channels, Calling All Brides Podcast. And yeah, make sure you leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. Let us know that we're out there helping you, that we are providing good information that is going to help in your wedding planning process. Those ratings and reviews really help push our content out to other couples just like you planning their wedding. And we want to try to get our word out and our advice and information out to as many brides and couples as we possibly can. All right. Well, have a great day. I am Joe Cirillo, your host of the Calling All Brides podcast. Until our next episode, have a great day. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you real soon. Take care. Great episodes coming up, and we've got a whole lot more. So make sure you stay tuned to the Calling All Brides podcast.